Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Retirement Rocks. 50 Devotions for All That New Free Time is a Christian devotional published by Dayspring for readers entering or living through retirement. The book is structured as a 50-day devotional and is aimed at retirees who want more than passive leisure in this stage of life. Its central purpose is to encourage readers to re-engage with dreams, goals, relationships, and spiritual reflection as they adjust to a major life transition. The format combines a scripture passage, an encouraging message, and a short prayer, making it suitable for daily use. The book also uses a light, approachable tone, with practical tips, fun stories, and humorous how to retire well lists. That mix of faith-based encouragement and everyday application gives it a clear identity within Christian giftbooks and devotionals. Rather than treating retirement as an ending, it presents it as a new season with room for purpose, gratitude, and renewed connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, retirement as a new chapter instead of an ending. The book's main idea is that retirement should be understood as a fresh stage of life rather than a withdrawal from meaningful activity. This is important because many retirement books focus narrowly on finances, schedules, or coping with change, while this devotional focuses on identity and purpose. By framing retirement as a season for reimagining life, the book encourages readers to examine what still matters to them after leaving full-time work. That shift in perspective is central to its value. It does not argue that retirement eliminates responsibility or ambition. Instead, it suggests that goals can be reframed around relationships, service, spiritual growth, and personal interests. This makes the book useful for readers who feel uncertain about how to define themselves after career life. The devotional approach reinforces that message by offering a small, repeatable daily practice rather than a one-time reflection. In that way, the book helps retirees build a new rhythm for a stage of life that is often underestimated. Secondly, a devotional structure built around scripture, reflection, and prayer. The book follows a straightforward devotional format, which is one of its strongest practical features. Each entry includes a scripture passage, an encouraging reflection, and a short prayer, allowing readers to move from biblical text to personal application without needing additional study materials. This structure matters because retirement can bring irregular routines, and a short daily devotional is easy to sustain. The scripture-centered design also keeps the book clearly within Christian devotional tradition rather than self-help. Its purpose is not simply to offer general advice about aging well, but to anchor encouragement in faith language and biblical hope. The prayer element adds a response component, turning reading into a spiritual practice instead of passive consumption. For retirees who want a simple and non-intimidating way to stay spiritually engaged, this format is accessible and repeatable. It also makes the book easy to gift, since the user does not need prior theological training or a special reading plan. The result is a devotional that is practical in form while remaining spiritually focused in content. Thirdly, encouraging readers to revisit dreams, goals, and relationships. A distinctive feature of the book is its repeated emphasis on re-engaging with dreams, goals, and relationships. That focus broadens retirement beyond rest and recreation, suggesting that people often still have unfinished interests, neglected friendships, or long-postponed aspirations. This is a meaningful framing because retirement can create both time and emotional space to reconsider what has been set aside during working years. The attention to relationships is especially important since retirement often changes daily contact with coworkers and reshapes family and social patterns. By encouraging readers to invest in connection, the devotional recognizes that meaning in retirement is often relational as much as individual. This theme gives the book practical depth. It is not only about feeling hopeful, but about taking small steps toward a more intentional life. The emphasis on rediscovery helps position retirement as active stewardship of time rather than mere consumption of free hours. Fourthly, humor and practical lists make the devotional more usable. The inclusion of witty How to Retire Well lists gives the book a lighter tone and helps it stand apart from more formal devotional titles. This feature is not just decorative. It makes the content more approachable for readers who may not want retirement framed in overly solemn or abstract terms. Humor can be useful in books about major life transitions because it lowers resistance and makes reflection feel less clinical. The practical lists also support usability by turning broad themes into memorable reminders. That matters in a devotional aimed at daily reading, since readers benefit from short, clear prompts they can revisit easily. It acknowledges that retirees may be adjusting to new routines, unexpected free time, and changes in self-understanding, while still keeping the tone optimistic. This balance of warmth and practicality is one of the book's defining qualities and helps it function both as encouragement and as a light guide for everyday retirement living. Lastly, a Christian gift book tailored to retirees and the people who buy for them, The book is positioned not only as a devotional for retirees, but also as a Christian gift item, which shapes both its content and presentation. That matters because many books in this category are purchased by family members, church friends, or co-workers as retirement gifts, not only by the retirees themselves. The wording, tone, and accessible format all support that use case. It is broad enough for new retirees and those already retired, so it has value beyond the immediate transition period. As a gift book, it offers a positive message without becoming generic or sentimental, since its retirement focus is specific and recognizable. Compared with many devotional books that address general Christian living, this one is tailored to a narrow life stage, which gives it practical relevance. Its hardcover gift book style and concise daily entries make it easy to present, keep, and revisit. The book stands out in its category because it blends faith, retirement-specific guidance, and a conversational tone in a way that feels intentional for both personal use and gifting. That dual purpose increases its appeal and explains its place in DaySpring's devotional line. In conclusion, Retirement Rocks: 50 Devotions for All That New Free Time is best suited for retirees, people approaching retirement, and gift buyers looking for a faith-based book that speaks directly to this life transition. Readers who want a short daily devotional rather than a long retirement guide will find it especially accessible. Its practical benefit lies in the way it turns retirement into a subject for reflection, prayer, and intentional action. While its intellectual value comes from challenging the assumption that retirement is mainly about slowing down, instead, the book frames it as a season for rediscovery, relationship building, and spiritual attention. What distinguishes it from many other books in the genre is its blend of Christian devotional structure with light humor and highly specific retirement framing. It is not a financial planner, nor is it a general aging guide. It is a targeted devotional that treats retirement as a meaningful transition worth thinking about every day. That clarity of purpose makes it useful both as a personal companion and as a thoughtful Christian gift. If you would like to support DaySpring, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around,